Blom Blom with Skumba and Dumiso on Kaya TV.
Kaya FM 95.9. Good Friday, Skumba and Dumiso. And yes, we do have Blom Blom. He goes by the name of Mtawelanga Nkonzo. That's his real name.
Mtawelanga.
Yeah, Mtawelanga. That's his real name. His real name is Mtawelanga.
La Mtawelanga on Mpanda.
Ay, bo! He's the only guy I know that went and did a... So You Think You're Funny was on top 8 and he didn't win it, obvious. 2012, he went and was on Idols.
Yes.
Top 24. Obvious, he didn't win it. Obvious, for obvious reasons. Guess what he did? He went and hosted a show. Your talent. SS got talent. He's not talented. He's a comedian. He's a chance taker. Ladies and gentlemen, Tets Nkonzo is in the building.
It's a show of rest. That's the most interesting intro I've ever had, ever. Ever.
You've been doing the shows, Joe. Is it because you're bored as a comedian or you feel like you can win this thing?
I'm from the Eastern Cape, bruh.
Sure.
These things didn't exist.
Yeah.
Auditions. Like in Tanzania, you don't, there's no such thing as an audition. There's no road shows. So when I got here and I found out that I can just be on TV like this, I just have to stand in the queue and then there was a TV in.
You're like, I know what a queue is.
A TV. So as soon as I got here, I did literally everything. Yamaha, songwriting competition, Ndipa. When Indian classified every day, I used to stay in Ilovo. I used to buy, you know, these Sentinel News and Ilovo News.
Because
I didn't have money to buy newspapers. But Payachomo, Suba, Dondon is coming. No, Tats is coming.
They must say, Tats is also there.
I'm there, bro. I used to queue for these things, bro. And by the time I hosted SA's Got Talent, that's what helped me just understand. I don't care if you were bad or good. I understood why you were there.
Yeah. And because you understand
disappointment. I understand judges telling you no. And so whatever happened, whether the person was good or not, me, I was just like, my man, we had to get.
Take us back to home, where before you decided to go into that bus and come to Johannesburg.
Why bus? Plane.
No.
Guys, not every Eastern Mamele in Bapulapul. Wonge umdu was the Eastern Cape was the Gautini. Akaze ngebus. Nathi sinayo ikhululi megabytes sinazo manje sintiza hayi suka. Okwa kuzakuthiwa singabantu be Translux. Kaniyekeni man. Hey nina. Nathi siya fly and niyasibona futhi uze close plane and yazi ukuthi nithi nonsense.
Uthi baphulaphula is taking us umhlobo wena.
Nathi sikhona kwez plane. Nathi sithi
before you're in that plane coming to Johannesburg.
Thank you,
take us back home.
Sure.
How was home?
So I was brought up a township just outside of East London called Mtanzane. Sasale's Dandin getin. So Mtanzane, my growing up in the township was in the township, but as Dandin it was in Sautini. It's Dandin. It's Dans.
Do you understand as it? Yeah.
No. I never knew that. You have to understand. Yeah. So even the thing Mtanzane, it was NU1, NU2, NU3.
Yeah.
For years. Guys, I didn't know what NU stand for. It's only when I got to Joburg, someone told me it's called Native Units.
Yes.
I didn't know that. I was just NU. So I used to stay in Tanzania. My brothers, I had three brothers. One, my youngest older brother, he was the guy that kept me safe. It's so weird. Why I have I can never... Because he was... Hey, man. Hey, put one my daughter. Come on, I'm going to every day. Yeah, that was my brother. There's a story. And why sell? But Babemtanda. Hey.
It's troublemaker, but everyone loves
him. Everybody. That was my brother.
You know, the one thing about him, Tanzania, I lived in the Eastern Cape, Alice, for a year. And all I know about I'm a teacher, I'm a Tanzania man. Hey. You must have a story. I'm looking at your beautiful teeth. How do you get to have
my brother? Teeth? It's my brother. So mna ngandi yambe stradweni. Babe yazuba nangu na ungambambi lo.
Yeah.
Okay, ungathatha into zakhe ngoba usabelo. And my brother, noba we are better. Akafi. He's that guy. No, seriously. We are mhlaba putsabelo. Give him a week. He's back. Usenza nomthawo lang. My oldest brother was the the best way I can describe it was like the Tabombeki. So he was very dignified, had a job, you know, light skinned. You know, when people are like that in the township, you don't mess with them. Seven, we are Pumendlin, we are Buyangofo, Pitis Captain Sake.
Newspaper.
He was that guy.
Yeah.
So it's like I had a nice mix of people around me. Then my sister was the beautiful, you know, young, Waisia girl school let down. She was the lady that everyone wanted but couldn't get. So I was always like, everyone was nice to me because of something, not because ngumthawelang. It was always because ngifuna sister yakho, or ngifuna ubulala o brother yakho, or I respect brother yakho, itayima lakho ndiyalazi. So I had a very, it was weird. I was in the bubble, but I was in the thing.
Cocoon.
Yeah, I was in the cocoon, but I was in the, in the township.
And how did comedy find you?
Yo, funny. Mnandafike Gautini. I was in advertising. And then I got tired of, I didn't get tired of advertising. I was doing well in advertising, but I wasn't trying hard. Then I remember seeing my boss, hey guys, five. At the time when I went to go to, because advertising, got like 9 o'clock and then until you finish. I remember seeing my boss, very frustrated, 5:30, I'm an intern. And I remember thinking, even their sabers and zabanjenga loomed. But I didn't know if I wanted it. It wasn't a no or a yes. So I took a gap year. This is how I took the gap year. This is not advice, guys.
Do not.
So I'm working, most I have a salary. Now it's mostly Standard Bank, lunch break. It's a walk away. Yeah.
I think
Hey, guys, you can't eat alone, man. And I figured out how much I'd need. Like, if I didn't earn anything, how much money I'd need for the year. I ate it double. That didn't answer when they're sabens and set you better drawing room. Hey, by stamp. Bah! Approved. Resign. Ay, malingeni lemos. Resign. So la mali dinayo and it labe debit but debit mali abo. Coin like.
Yeah.
And for a year I wasn't working, and that's when I discovered comedy and I didn't go back. Again, I was just literally in the pillar jobeg, just doing what I want. If I want to go to this audition, if I want to write a song, if I want to stay home, but imali dinayo at least. So by the time probably So You Think You're Funny was coming near the end of the year. Yeah. I saw the auditions at Atlas Studios.
Yeah.
I can't see it. Yeah, I was getting, by this time, I know how to spell auditions, even if I didn't come along, because I've been doing this thing. I want to AU that it touches there.
Forget as,
everything else. For what? Did you say AUD? No, yeah, I must audition. And there were queues, bruh. People dressed up. You know, like, I'm actually the character comedians.
Yeah.
Man. Glasses, jackets. That's the only reason why I decided to do a guitar, because now I'm Ben Funuba, Bangatin Guapa.
Not because you love the guitar.
No. Because I was like, hey, Lomchita, he's wearing these big glasses, so obviously he's got a thing.
What's my prop?
I'll sign. But yeah, I know the queue's long. I remember. But you know, you can come back 2:30. It was 10:30 at the moment.
Yeah.
In Melville for 4 hours. I was like, Zagwanzandon, call it guitar. And I wrote my first, you can call it a set, but it was an audition, but it was a set now that I know.
Yeah.
David Gow. Man Moshidi.
Yeah.
Ah, beautiful Moshidi. Now I'm there. I'm this guy with the guitar. And I honestly thought this was the most unique, guys, because I'd never seen comedy. I was like, these people are about to see something. I believe that, bruh. Because the comedy and the Azi, and I've never seen anyone with this king sense comedy. I'm
but
like, I'm winning.
You are there with
I'm the winning.
You're going to blow their mind.
No, listen. That figure out in 2004. I've been auditioning for 5 years. 4 years. It's 2008 now. Yeah. Fun. I'm ready. Ha ha. I think I sang, the song was based on a Michael Jackson song. So, the best line is Parliament. And you know, David, when they take a break, yakiwa, but tina selangen. So, nditi, gum, yikita gelo yo not mlom. Been standing out in the sun, it's been a long, long day. Been hungry, thirsty, and hot, but no, I won't complain. So, David, having some Nando's in that long, long break. Nobody told me to pack a scuffy, and I won't complain. These judges better play ball. By that, I mean put me through. By that, I'm, hey! At this point, kutwa yeng dola ya pile. Dola ya sem Tanzania. And in the loan, they approve. And approve. Next to the next round, I'm like, Aska.
And now you're sharing a room with the winner of So You Think You Found
Sifiso Nene. Yes. Sifiso Nene won season one. When I got through that audition, Bayas Faga Mose Hotel.
Dreadlocks.
Dreadlocks. And Usfiso was like my brother. When he commented, Usfiso, very in control. Usfiso, now the suitcase, yake, yongindo is folded. He shared, we are slammy picking for him. I had not seen that since I'm Tanzanian. So how do you begin? I stand well of him. I see. Mama Gay calls and tell Lauba man, it's time to begin. I slam a London. Usfiso, I slammy picking for him in 2008. And this is light blue. As well as light blue. Yes, as. Stambi Pikinus Fiso. I'm like, Umchitawa Pilo. And I knew I had to wait for him because every single time I got through the next round,
yeah,
I didn't have jokes.
Yeah.
Because my first set I wrote in 4 hours for the audition.
Yeah.
So Klabe City, I'm through. And none next. But those fees will lale petin. Yeah, lale rumin. So if I have to practice, if I can practice a bathroom.
Yeah.
But if I can lend those fees, I kibubu fasi pikin na nam sand. So every day, London, the council police said, yam, maybe number 10 episode, kutai kibil. Until this is an amazing thing. Usfiso agalali until it begin yome. You understand, Mantin? So I'm there, I'm thinking, Kabir Lomchita, Usfiso sale a toilet and there's when they're done, but only sleeps it begin yomile. So
Mnandi, you go and do
I have to wait.
And then I said,
I have to go into the bathroom, so I'd probably sleep at about 2 o'clock. Now it's TV, so call time. Six in for me.
Yeah.
So probably 6:30, we're already up. So I literally didn't sleep until I got kicked out. But Usfiso was my neighbor, and he ended up winning the bloody thing. I remember this is when I gave up. I don't even know if one Shanga mind games. Because Usfiso had not done a set. So You Think You're Funny, it wasn't just stand-up comedy.
Yeah, yeah.
My best friend with group was
acting.
Sketch. Acting. They gave us a newspaper, do something about the first page. So Usfiso had never actually done a set yake. And Usfiso had been doing comedy. So figure probably after the 4th, 5th, 6th round, again, I'm ready. Then set young worms. Usfiso says this to me. He's like, hey, I mean, this is fun. I'm like, yeah, this is fun. I tell Yazi, I have about 100 jokes that I haven't done. I can't wait until I start doing my joke. Titi Matota Utin Lumchita Lolo Vasi Pikino. Kobam Nanjo Pali joke yam yokana. But I'm not sure. But then the next day I got kicked out. No, seriously. So now after the point, Gogo Susu Kai win, I'm thinking, look, Eben Shaya, or was he really serious? Because when he said that, that's when I knew, oh, Anzo Iwina.
Yeah.
Like in my head, Benza Iwina. The moment he said that sentence, he had 100 jokes, and I got in.
After round 6.
After, I was like, no, man. I'm not going to win. I remember finding the figure, because now I'm not serious. I tried the joke. Dalala about 12 o'clock. Swiss was like, Kabil, Dalala go 12 and come back. Baba, no worry, if you don't know, shame. I'll always remember Ndosh. Comes backstage. No worry, I did the set, but then it was horrible, so they put me into the elimination dundun, where you go head to head. But baby boy, no man Ndosh, he's obviously a comedian, and you can see when a comedian has run out. I figure backstage, right? Yeah, I don't write. He asked me, what am I going to talk about? Hey, I said some nonsense. Banza hands are sitting on my China. I don't have a joke. I'm just. Because he charged Nancy backstage. I know they're sitting on my China, and Banin's most ever born. Nothing in his eyes. I can see. And I got to what I'm saying. I got point. I got there. I said something about my China. Got kicked out the next day.
And now you're one of the funniest comedians in the country.
Thank you, my brother.
And they asked me, who's... I said, Ted's something else. You're doing the Big Five comedy show this coming weekend.
Yes.
And tomorrow.
Big What's Five. There? Big Five comedy show, Teatro, Monte Cassino.
Yeah.
It's my first time doing this, and it's been going for quite a while. So it's a show that was conceptualized by Stuart Taylor.
Yeah.
Who is a Cape Town comedian. And he had this idea of just taking the biggest acts... Ekapa and the biggest acts up Gauteng, and just giving, because I think Cape Town and Joburg are probably the the biggest comedy scenes traditionally. Durban is starting to come up. Eastern Cape is... There's fire acts from the Eastern Cape, but of course scene.
Sure.
So what Stuart is doing is taking the acts from the biggest two cities, pretty much putting a show together and giving us a taste. So I'm very excited.
So it's five of you. It's you, Stuart Taylor.
It's myself, Stuart Taylor, hosting. John Flismas,
sure,
who's doing his last lineup show, because John Flismas is kind of phasing out of comedy, Ngogo. So it's the last days. And he's going to bring the fire, because I can see in John's eyes, he's not the kind of guy who just leaves quietly.
Yeah, he wants to leave a month.
So I'm looking forward to kind of seeing what was I going to learn this weekend. Skalk Bezaden, who's a very young Afrikaans, yeah. And Kurt Skunrat, who's a stalwart in Cape Town.
Where do people get tickets?
Tickets are at CompuTicket, Ngalanise, guys, Mangzabamnand, Teatro, Friday, Saturday, and Zabapa. Then the 31st, Nizinagoyami show, Zabase Santin.
You're doing a one-man show?
I'm doing new nights, bruh.
New nights, Santin.
Santin.
31st.
31st.
That's my birthday. I'll come through.
Really?
I'll come through.
Gentlemen, Mtawelanga, Baba Yin Bapula Pool, Ningas Liba Luba Nizo Afripot Ningama Pula Pool.
If you miss the live stream, watch the full episode on kayatv.co.za right now.